This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. In Nepal, more than 100 Indians are among nearly 500 people reported missing in Nepal after flash floods in the Bhote Koshi River hit the Rasuwa region near the Tibet border this morning. Security officials said that so far, 46 bodies have been recovered from the flash flood hit areas. They said at least 93 people have been rescued from different parts of the affected areas. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, NTB, the missing people include foreign tourists and Nepali citizens. Officials said the missing people include at least 105 Indians and 37 NRIs, with most of them headed for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra in Tibet. They said missing foreign nationals are from several countries, including United Kingdom, Australia, the United States, Malaysia, South Africa and the Netherlands. Nepali Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reviewed the situation with officials and federal parliament from affected districts including Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Dharding, Gorkha and Chitwan. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu has said it remained engaged with the relevant authorities of Government of Nepal for early rescue and relief for Indian nationals affected by the flash floods. The embassy said people requiring assistance can contact the embassy on helpline numbers +977 985 131 6807 and +977 970 910 7500. According to the official sources, India is preparing to send relief material as soon as possible to Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Nepalese counterpart Balendra Shah and conveyed condolences on the loss of lives in Nepal. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the people of India stand in solidarity with their sisters and brothers in Nepal at this difficult time. He said India is ready to provide all possible humanitarian assistance to Nepal. India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas and create an atmosphere for healthy and steady development of bilateral relations. The 25th round of talks between the Special Representatives SR of India and China on the boundary question was held in Beijing yesterday. Special Representative of China, member of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee and Director of the Office of the Central Commission for Foreign Affairs, Wang Yi, and Special Representative of India National Security Advisor Ajit Doval had a candid and in-depth exchange of views on the India-China boundary question and reached 8 points of outcomes and consensus. Bihar has stepped up preparedness following flash floods in the Himalayan nation and the possibility of a sudden rise in the water level of the Gandak River. Six districts, West Champaran, East Champaran, Gopalganj, Saran, Muzaffarpur and Vaishali, have been placed on high alert along the Gandak. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said a high-level team has been constituted to closely monitor the situation and coordinate relief and preparedness measures.
A high-level team has been constituted to look into the matter. The Chief Secretary and the DGP are monitoring the situation. If required, I will personally visit Valmiki Nagar.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary over the phone in view of the flood situation in neighbouring country. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvonam, with the festivities beginning with Onapokalam, the traditional floral carpet made to welcome the legendary King Mahabali. Eid Miladun Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is also being celebrated today in various parts of the country. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted people on the occasion of Onam and Eid-e-Milad. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways is moving towards four-laning the entire high-density railway routes. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka reached 229 for 6 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 after receiving follow-on from India in the second and final test in Colombo. Sri Lanka now lead by 16 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.